This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. A lot has changed since I got my last haircut. The world is facing a pandemic, I got a new job, and I have a bunch of new clothes from all the online shopping I've been doing. Today in Michigan, barbershops and salons can start welcoming in customers again, but here in Georgia, where I'm still living, it's been more than a month since they began to reopen. To give Michiganders an idea of what their next cut and color or shave might look like, I headed to my local salon in Atlanta.
Hello. Hi. I'm here to see Bit.
Wearing a mask, I walked into the salon doors and was greeted at the front desk with a quick temperature check and a pump of hand sanitizer. Then it was to the chair.
Probably not going to have another cut for a little while.
Yes.
So we need to give it a nice reshaping, clean up the layers,
yes,
bring the bangs back up,
right,
and debulk so your curl can live and let live.
That's great.
Awesome.
Cool.
So we're going to start by getting you shampooed.
Okay.
And then we'll take it from there. Hey, my name is Bit Sanders, and I'm a hairdresser here in Atlanta, Georgia now.
The salon Sanders works at, Creature Studio, has been open since early May, but she waited until the beginning of June to start cutting hair again. She says she has some high-risk family members and was anxious about going back too early.
Mostly it was I wanted to wait to see how the numbers kind of played out after restaurants and salons were reopened so quickly here in Georgia.
Most everything is the same, though. We talked about what was going on in our lives, her coming back to work, my new job. Getting your hair cut has become kind of a symbol of personal freedom during the pandemic. A barber in Owosso is tied up in a legal battle with the state of Michigan. That's after he continued to cut hair when the state ordered shops to be closed. Hairstylists and barbers staged a protest last month where they gave free cuts on the Capitol lawn in Lansing. Sanders says she's lost clients over her decision to wait to start meeting customers again. She felt hurt because as much as she wanted to go back to work, she couldn't.
We just were trying to protect our own health and our own family's health. And at the end of the day, we love to make everyone feel beautiful and feel their best selves, but we also have to protect our well-being and your guys' well-being.
Now that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signaled it's okay for people to go to hair salons again, Sanders has some advice for Michigan hairstylists.
I think just love your clients and love yourself and be really patient and know that we're going to make this work. It's going to happen. And at the end of the day, we all have each other's backs.
For WKAR News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.